Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. That time of week again to fasten your seatbelt, dig your heels in deep. I'm going to present to you today a model, I think the most simple, elegant, comprehensive model for you to consider as it relates to your health, whatever your health concern may be. Now, what do I mean by a model? I mean, watching people heal over the years, heal and not heal, what you find more often than you want is that you have the tools to provide the healing for them. The information's out there, but people can't piece it together in a model, a perception of a process that allows them to endure the distance. I'd say if I had to put my finger on two decades of doing this, on one factor behind why people don't heal, why they don't really get what they want out of their investment, why they don't get their symptom, their chronic illness to go away, is they don't stick around for the long haul. We sell people, we give people perceptions of a process that are superficial, and in the trenches, after 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, we got to give them something they can stick to so they get to the other side. And that's what you call a model. Your perception of it is off. Now, I think today in 60 minutes, and this is going to relate to some of the past shows, but piecing them all together, I think we can take you on the journey of the cell, the sick and dying cell, from stoop to nuts, to give you a perception of why you're doing what you're doing in an ever deeper way. And yes, sometimes it appears like I may repeat myself, like this is an arduous journey, but you see, what you find is that every time you listen, you attach to something more deeply. This is so counterculture. We want data. We want new things. We want to compile all sorts of rhetoric. We want to expand on the vernacular. But really, in the end, it's chipping away at the same issue, attaching to it in an ever deeper way. It's like the word love. Love in a relationship on the honeymoon is a very different phenomenon than love in a relationship after 20 years. It's very different than love in a relationship after 40 years, after 60 years. And what's changed? It's not so much that there's more data. It's this is an increase in a depth of understanding. So today's show is I've entitled it The Critical Stages in Healing. This is what you use as a visualization, and you really have to use your imagination today more than your head. As always, we're going to do it through pictures, so get to the show. That's straighttalk.cc, two T's, .cc, not .com, if you're new to the show. If not, hopefully you're on the page, Critical Stages in Healing, show 165. That's three full years of banging it out to get you to that deep understanding. All right, I want you to go to picture number 12. I want to start real basic here. Again, when you click these pictures on, remember, those of you who are not that computer savvy, if you press the control button and the plus button at the same time, you can enlarge the picture. So if you can't see it, enlarge it. If you don't know that little trick, if not, put your two fingers in the square little board. If you've got a PC, not a Mac, put your fingers right in that little squared touchpad. and just expand out with your fingers, and the picture will get larger if it's not large enough. You're on picture number 11. Let's take a look at the cell. Let's journey. That cell is your problem. Whatever symptom you had, if you're suicidal, if you're depressed, if you've got ADD, if you're up for a joint replacement, if you've got a disease, a cancer, if you've had a heart attack, if you're in congestive heart failure, renal heart failure, if you've got diabetes, if you've got lupus, if you've just got low back pain, that cell is where the story begins. That you're looking at is a normal cell. And all those little figures inside that blue cell have jobs to do. We're going to skip through that today. Those are the organelles of the cell. They've got jobs to do. You just remember, they're little factories inside the cell, all with different purposes, and all there so that the collective effect of all of that, if that cell does what that cell is supposed to do, the collective effect of all of that, all those cells, will render that cell functional, highly functional. It will do what it's supposed to do. If you put the stress on that cell, a heart cell, a brain cell, a kidney cell, a muscle cell, a cartilage cell in your knee, if you ask that cell to perform, it will perform. It'll do its specialized job. And that's what we call health. Health is a bunch of cells that do their job. And those organs put together are a bunch of organs that collectively do their job. And if everything's in balance, if the acceleration of your process and the deceleration of your process, meaning the active function of the body and the passive function, are in balance, we call that homeostasis. Equilibrium, we call it health. Now, go to the next picture right there, not far away, picture 11. Go to picture 11. Now look at that. Cell attacked by free radicals. Hopefully I can use those terminologies. Hopefully you understand oxidative stress, free radical damage, all the sources of it. Hopefully you do. When those free radicals attack that cell, the destruction gets through the membrane of the cell. It goes into the cytoplasm of the cell. It goes into the nucleus of the cell. It deranges the DNA of the cell. And yes, 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 we can stop at any given moment and talk about foods to neutralize free radical damage, foods to strengthen the membrane of the cell, foods to clean the cell, herbs to do this. It isn't the point. The point of the show is for you to visualize a process. Because it's not for little tools out there that you can apply to these little subsets of healing that we lack. What we lack is a comprehensive, deep picture of a process. And that is why people fail in a healing. They don't get that. And so they give it up. That cell that you're looking at, cell attacked by free radicals, that cell has enough of those internal organelles, those little factories, not performing to standard. So collectively, the organ does not perform to standard. And we say you can't think. We say you can't filter through the kidney. We say you can't filter through the liver. We say your joints don't work. But whatever we say, whatever your symptom to your disease is, your cells look like that cell. Now, what are you going to do when enough of your cells have deformed like that cell? What are you looking at then in a healing? Where really? And what really does it come down to? This is where you've got to remember, and I brought this up last show, you've got to understand the extracellular matrix. And we're going to go somewhere with this today very differently, but you look at picture number 2. Take a look at that. The extracellular matrix, the ECM, ECM is what you call it. The area between the cells. By the time your cells look like picture number 11, the ECM, the space in between those cells, is sludge. So you got to picture three things. A healthy cell, a diseased cell, and the space in between the cells looking like sludge. Good. That sludge is a critical landmark. It's a place you keep in your head, because within that sludge is the healing. Let's give you another picture. Picture number 11. Excuse me, picture number 9. Let's go to picture number 9. Got a very nice, colorful picture of the same thing. Picture 10 and picture 9 are effectively the same thing. Only picture number 9, that blue area in between the cells, those are adipocytes. Those are actually fat cells. Those spaces in between those fat cells in the blue area, that's the ECM. That's the extracellular space. And what's that highway of other sorts of cells there? It looks like tubes. That tubing and those other cells, not the yellow ones, but those little ones, those little tan ones, and those blood vessels, those red ones, all collectively live in the ECM, in the extracellular matrix. And that's a blow-up of the ECM. Again, it's another angle on that space between the cells. Now, the point is, you cannot drive a repair. You cannot deliver a repair to the cell if the ECM is sludge. Your issue becomes one of cleaning out the extracellular matrix. And once the extracellular matrix has progressed, has advanced to a chronic stage of decay, of sludge, you've basically created another type of solid in between those cells. The extracellular matrix is liquid. By the time you're in a chronic disease state, a chronic state of symptomology, a fibrosis, a borderline organ failure, a stage one disease, a cancer, you name it, it's all the same in that space. You have rubberized that space. You have rubberized that space. That space is what you call granulation tissue. Histologically, pathologically, under the electron microscope, to the biopsy of the pathologist, you're looking at massive amounts of fibrosis to a type 3 collagen deposition called granulation tissue. Now I ask you, just using your common sense, how are you going to get an herb? How are you going to get a remedy into the cell when the space in between the cells is made of granulated sludge? Well, the answer is you're not. And this is why people fail in a healing. You can't get it there. Getting it there, or changing that extracellular matrix to get it there, is the whole issue. And that's a time-dependent process, even if you're doing it correctly. But what are we doing? We're overlooking that space, and we're focusing on the cell. And most of these studies are done in vivo, rather in vitro. If they're done in vivo, they're done on animals, tiny little animals. Animals that aren't sludged up. Animals who live a lifestyle where sludging up the ECM is much more difficult. The studies can say one thing. The studies on healthy people can say one thing. If you say something like a mushroom, reishi, coriolis, shiitake, maitake, if you say cat's claw, if you say green tea, does something to a cell, was that the cell of a sick person? You see, that's not the way studies are run. We don't make, in the function of the study, any gross distinction between the healthy person and the sick person. And in the sick person, the definition of sickness is the ECM, the extracellular matrix, is absolutely sludge-ridden.